Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about how our two major parties nominate a candidate. And it ain't pretty. Yeah, you're right. It is early. Way early. The presidential election isn't for 14 months, and even the Iowa caucuses are three seasons away, all of which in Iowa are winter. But some patterns are emerging. On the GOP side, four states have canceled primaries in 2020, so Donald Trump won't be embarrassed by potential rivals. Apparently, he's doing a good enough job by himself. It's a variation on the old axiom, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. This is more like, if it is broke, don't look at it in the light. The Democrats are typically waging war on themselves and getting pretty darn good at it. At every debate, the presumptive leader, Joe Biden, goes head-to-head with his most fearsome adversary, Joe Biden. But don't count Sleepy Joe out. In the last Battle of the Boring, he cleverly tried to suck up to the millennials by sneaking in a plug for vinyl, telling parents to play the record player. Elizabeth Warren is slowly capturing the zeitgeist of the party and the people. Forceful, bold, progressive, with a plan for everything. Medicare, she's got a plan. The environment, she's got a plan. Breakfast, she's got a pan. Bridge a river, she's got a span. Former prosecutor Kamala Harris is losing momentum faster than ice on a lava flow, but not as fast as the other three Bs, Bernie, Beto, and Buttigieg, who are deflating like Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade balloons in a hail of gunfire. And Andrew Yang is capturing a lot of attention with his $1,000 a month for everyone plan. Approximately the amount of money that Tom Steyer has already spent to move up to 2% in the polls. And we've just started. Hold on. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.